Tom Hartman here with you. Our today's Green Report, sponsored by SolarWorld.com, that makes solar panels for your home and business. And with record oil profits, I am guessing that even my old friend and debating partner, Myra Nebel, the Director of Energy and Global Warming Policy at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, Twitter, CEIDOTORG. What does that mean, Myron?
I don't know.
Dot org. Okay, that makes sense. CEIDOTORG. Yeah, took me a minute. Anyhow, that you will agree with me that we should stop subsidizing big oil.
It depends on what you mean by subsidizing, Tom. If you mean taking away the manufacturer's tax credit that was designed to make us compliant with WTO rules, from oil companies specifically, no, that's not a subsidy. And so if you're talking about the oil depletion allowance, that's a rule that makes a lot of sense if you want to have oil production in this country rather than importing it all from foreign countries. So I think
the oil depletion allowance basically says we're going to give you some money because eventually the model on which you're making money is going to go away. I've started a number of businesses in my life. Nobody ever came to me and said, you know, if the demand for, you know, we started a travel agency, for example, our travel agency is still around, but most of them went out of business when the airlines stopped paying, royalties to them. They used to pay 7%. Now they pay nothing. Right. Nobody ever came to me and said, we'll give you a airline royalty depletion allowance so that when the airline starts selling directly to the customers and you can no longer make any money that you'll still be around. I don't get it. How can you possibly justify us giving $3 or $4 billion a year to companies saying we're giving you this money because we know eventually you're not going to have any more oil to sell to us?
Tom, do you think $3 or $4 billion a year is all that you're really talking about? I mean, if that's the case, then that's a very trivial amount of money compared to how much the United States spends on importing oil.
Well, it's not a trivial amount of money compared to how much we're cutting out of our education budgets.
Tom, let's try to stay on one subject here for a moment.
Genuine conservative, Myron, you would say, let a company live or die based on their own ability to make a profit. A, B, we're going to stop throwing money at them because eventually someday their money train is going to run out. And C, why don't we start having them pay for some of those externalities? How about those tens of thousands of cases of cancer in the United States, those hundreds of thousands or millions of cases of asthma in the United States that are the result of the oil industry operating in this country that they don't pay a penny for? Why not have them pay for those things, too? It seems like a conservative would say a business should pay for their expenses.
Absolutely, Tom. And if you would think about this for a moment, you would realize that supporting something like our education system depends upon having American industry. If you want to drive all of the oil exploration and production business out of this country and will import 100% of our oil, then pursue your policies.
Oil is not industry.
The fact is, I would
love to see a solar panel industry evolve in this country. If we could do like Germany and put solar panels on everybody's...
Solar panel people have been subsidized for decades.
Nothing close to what big oil gets, Myron.
What?
Nothing close to what big oil gets. As a percentage, it might be higher, sure, as a startup industry, nothing. You're trying to tell me that the solar industry is getting billions of dollars a year in subsidies?
Tom, you're making this up. The EIA did a study now remember, we have two energy economies, the electricity side and the transportation side. So
sure.
let's go back to solar panels for a minute and look at the electricity side. Solar panels get approximately $25 per megawatt hour. Coal gets about 40 cents per megawatt hour. This has been going on for decades that we have been subsidizing power that is too expensive. The problem with solar panels is not only are they heavily subsidized, but then once they start producing, the product that they sell costs two or three times as much as the conventional product.
And why are the Chinese building them like crazy? Why did Germany, why is Germany producing 10 gigawatts of solar power every year right now? They didn't need to build 10 nuclear power plants because of their solar rooftop program, and it's working. It's working with no government subsidies at all.
You are living in dreamland. They get 80%
No, I was living in Germany, actually. I saw it happen.
They're building 50 new coal-fired power plants a year. They get
China is starting to decommission their old coal power plants.
Think about why it's so much cheaper to build things in China. One of the reasons is they have cheaper electricity because they get 80% of it from coal.
And because they're not paying for the externalities. That's why when American manufacturers go over to China and have things made there, we're not paying for the externalities. We're not paying for the global warming. We're not paying for the cancers in China. But the fact of the matter is, it was in today's Financial Times. I read it this morning after when I woke up that China is starting to close down their old, less efficient, more polluting oil or coal-fired power plants because they see this as the past, and they have now surpassed every other country in the world in terms of production and deployment of solar panels. Now you tell it. You know these guys are not stupid,
Tom. They're
not owned by the oil industry, but they're not stupid.
They are producing a lot of solar panels for silly people in the West who think it's a good idea to buy them.
No, I'm talking about for their own use.
The percentage that they are deploying is absolutely tiny compared to the amount of coal-fired power they're adding every year.
That's because it started at zero 10 years
ago. Of course they're closing down old plants. They're closing down old plants because they've got new plants. They can build new coal-fired power plants in their country. In our country, it might take 10 or 20 years to get it permitted because of lawsuits from environmental groups.
So let me just get this straight.
They are replacing old technology with new coal-fired technology because that is the best way to produce electricity. It produces it the cheapest way,
assuming that the electric company does not have to pay for the consequences of global warming for the 190 people who died last night as the tornadoes, the superstorm tornadoes ripped through this country, does not have to pay for the cancers, does not have to pay for the asthmas, does not have to pay for the mercury and all the water and all the autism that seems to be associated with it. Yes, absolutely, you're right. But why wouldn't you, as a conservative, say, as I'm sure Barry Goldwater would have and Everett Dirksen, I mean those classic gentleman conservatives, say and Dwight Eisenhower, who probably was a liberal, but in any case, say it's time for them to pay the actual cost of the product they're producing.
Well, one of the problems is, Tom, that you make up most of this stuff. Asthma rates have been going down as we have been cleaning up the environment. Have been going up as we've been cleaning up the environment.
Why have they been going up? It's caused by your energy source.
No, Tom, we had much less asthma back in the 1950s when you had to clear the soot off your
You're absolutely right, and there is a theory that says that's because at that time pretty much everybody had some kind of parasites and they downregulated immune systems.
Yeah, Tom, always got a theory, but the fact
asthma rates have been going up as the environment has been getting cleaner.
You cannot deny that the environment has gotten immensely cleaner.
No, because of that
in the last 30 years. And that has been paid for through taxes, through corporate taxes, through oil
royalties and other things. It hasn't been paid for by the oil companies.
The environment has gotten a lot cleaner, and yet asthma rates have been going up. And yet you claim that somehow the oil companies are causing asthma rates to go up. No, there's less pollution in this country every single year, and yet asthma rates are going up. So you have a problem there in attributing asthma to the oil industry or the coal industry. You're just making it up.
I will acknowledge that asthma has multiple sources. One of them is the pollution of the industry that you seem to be promoting. Okay, we'll leave it at that. Myron Bell.
Tornadoes are caused by oil rigs?
No, CEI.org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.